I'm kind of in a quandary here because I've probably got a half hour or better message this morning. So when I looked at Butch, you know, 5 minutes ago and said, yeah, go ahead and sing. I'm not going to preach my message because otherwise you're not going to be out of here before, will not be out of here before 12:30. And I know that some of you that just can't stay that long. This morning. So, what am I going to do? First, I'm going to pray. Father, we do thank you for the time of ministry that we had here this morning of praising your name, of praying for one another, of being the body. Lord, we just ask now in these the time that you have us together here yet this morning, that we would seek, find, and follow your Holy Spirit. Lord, we do thank you and praise you that you meet us where we're at, and you bless us when we are unexpected of the blessings. And Lord, that you are there in the midst of our trials, no matter how deep or difficult they might be. Father, we thank you that you love us, each one, and that you're there for us. Now, Lord, be with us in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm just going to talk for a minute. We'll see where we go. I want to talk a little bit about a week ago's picnic. We had a great picnic. Had a lot of people show up. We had a really good interaction with the Hmong congregation. We had a few neighbors that showed up. And then this week, we had Vacation Bible School. Again, we had some really good interaction with the Hmong congregation. We worked together. It wasn't that it was just their VBS and we showed up and did a 5-minute deal or something very kind of tacked on. But our participation from the members of our congregation and our kids and the people that was really integrated in and a very strong part of the entirety of the program. What we're seeing is that God is doing something here. We've had several families who've come and visited and some who are said that, yeah, this is our church now. Now, like every other family, they're not always here every week. None of us are here every week. But they're coming more and more often. And we're finding that our relationship with the Hmong is growing stronger and that we're becoming much more integrated. In fact, one of the ways that we're going to be more integrated is our worship team for this next month, for the month of July, will be the Hmong youth band. The youth group's band will be leading worship for the month of July. This is going to be something new for them. They normally have gone and done usually practiced for like a month in order to lead the worship service, as opposed to doing something new each week, which is a little bit more intense. It's a little bit harder to put something up there every week. And they're going to do that for a month. They're going to give our worship team a little time off, which is going to be traveling, be with their visiting family. And so he's not going to be here, and some of our people were going to be coming and going too. And I said, well, let's just ask the Hmong, because they'd kind of put it out there that they'd like to, you know, help wherever they could or be part, kind of work with us a little bit more. You know, I had these kids coming into my office, putting this there. This is really cool what God is doing. He is taking this church, which used to be very, very vanilla, and it's becoming more towards Skittles. If you don't know what a Skittle is, it's a colored candy. And the theme of Skittles is see the rainbow or taste the rainbow or something like that. We're becoming more rainbowish. In a good way. And God's doing it. And I've just been encouraged by what's going on here. And I want you to be encouraged by what God's doing here. We still have people who are having problems. We got people who are having troubles in their lives. We have people who are having difficulties. But even amidst these difficulties, every single one of them have been able to come alongside and say, you know what? God has been there. God has blessed me, even in the midst of my trials. Doesn't necessarily make the trial go away, but God is there. And He's been here with us at Northbrook. And our trials haven't all gone away, and they will not all go away. But He's here with us, and He's doing some really great stuff here. We are, I think, poised to really see some changes here that are unprecedented in the history of Northbrook. I think by this time next year, we're going to look back and we're going to say, wow, what a ride. I wonder what God has for us next. So that's what I got for you today. I think God is doing some great stuff here. I want to encourage you to be part of what's going on, not just sit on the sidelines, not just say, well, you know, I can't do as much as I used to. Well, so you can't do as much as you used to, but do what you can now. And that's kind of a little bit into getting into the message. But I'll be preaching next week, so that's kind of a blessing for me. I got my sermon already for next week. Mike's already got the slides made up. And I'll seek your prayer for next week, because this message will also be the same one that I'll be preaching for the Hmong congregation, because I'm going to preach for them and lead communion for them next week. Again, we're seeing this month of June and coming into July here, we're seeing a much more association and give and take back and forth on a very equal level. 9, 10, 8, even 6 years ago, when we did Vacation Bible School, and we might see a half dozen of the Hmong kids show up. Then there was a little bit where a couple of their people helped with Vacation Bible School, very little. And now the last couple of years, the Hmong are kind of taking the lead on it. I mean, they should. They have more kids. And they have more kids to, more people that can teach, but yet they wanted us to be an integral part of their Vacation Bible School. And they invited us to participate, and several of you did. And they asked Donna to be the one to give the altar call, if you would, and to pray for the kids and to really explain what it is they were going to be doing. And just that trust and that... they're pumped. One of the interesting things about the Hmong people, you have to understand, is that if you hadn't realized it, they are very inward focused. They are... You know, they think of their people group, Hmong, as this. These are the people whom I'm to associate with. These are the people with whom I'm to give my attention, or their fellow Hmong. And they have now started looking beyond. They wanted to invite our neighbors to the picnic too, and we did, and a few showed up. They wanted our neighbors to show up for the sign. That for VBS. That's why they put the sign out front. They purchased that sign, and they put it out there with the desire that people from the neighborhood would come to Vacation Bible School. It wasn't to inform their members about Vacation Bible School. The kids all knew. All their members knew. That signage didn't need to happen for them. That was entirely for the purpose of bringing in neighbors. And neighbors came. And you know what? The Hmong were very excited about this. They're talking to me saying, how can we do this more? And they're coming up with ideas on how we can have more joint participation with our community, Northbrook and Hmong Community Alliance, together next year for Vacation Bible School, and how we can make it even a bigger and better Vacation Bible School. Not, they don't want to be just concerned with just the Hmong anymore. They're saying, hey, these are our neighbors, and Scripture is telling us that we need to minister to them. They're seeing that. They're seeing that because you all demonstrated it to them. I want you to know that. They've seen you reach out to them, and now the Holy Spirit's telling them, you need to do that too. And they're doing it. And they're not just doing it a little bit. Well, they're not just not doing it because we did it, but they're doing it because God has shown them that's what they should do. And they have a desire. He has raised up within them a desire that was not previously there. He's used you to do that. He is creating here a church which is indeed multiple congregations. He's created within us here a body of Christ which is indeed intercultural. We look a little bit more vanilla this morning, but trust me, we're getting more Skittles. And that's as it's supposed to be. After all, God did give us the rainbow as a gift. God's doing some big things here. We need to be excited about. We need to be praying about. We need to be encouraging and bringing our friends and neighbors to come and participate and be part of what goes on here. You should be excited about what's going on here because it is exciting. God is good, and He's doing some good stuff. I want you to know that. The two congregations are growing closer. God is drawing us. We are becoming more open to the various people groups who make Brooklyn Center and Brooklyn Park and Fridley and North Minneapolis and Coon Rapids and this whole area their home. And we will be used of God to minister to these people. Because this is the calling He's given us. Serving our neighbors with Christ's love. 10.5 years ago, determined this is what God put us here for. And every time I've looked at that verse, not verse, but our vision statement, our purpose statement, God has confirmed that this is indeed why we're here. This is why you're here. You're here to be part of that. So, I want you to be encouraged, and I want you to be an encourager. Invite. You have an idea? You want to participate? Speak up. If you come to me and I haven't given you something to do yet, well, keep harassing me. Okay? don't let you sit on the sideline. Make me find you something to do, or go to the elders and say, hey, I have gifts. I have things I can do. I have things I would like to do. I have a vision that God has given me for ministry. Bring that to us. Something you can do here. Something you can do out there. That you want. It's not just all about what we do here. It's about getting hands-on and doing stuff. Showing God's love in practical ways to those around us. The party's great. We want to continue to have the parties. But when we have things like Vacation Bible School where the kids come, and when we have 40 kids who receive Christ, and that's just those who are at the final session. That doesn't include not those who left early because they had already taken the group photo and the parents took the kids and left because they went late with their final session and their altar call. So I'm kind of running out of steam here, rambling on, so we're going to close it up. So let's just pray and seek the Lord's encouragement here for Northbrook and for Hmong community and for this community that we live in. Father God, we just come before you this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Lord, I thank you that you are indeed working here and you're doing great things. Lord, I thank you for opening my eyes to see how you're drawing us into the community into us, and Northbrook and Hmong community closer together. Lord, you're doing some awesome things here. You're breaking down walls that have been built for years, that were built years ago, and they're now being torn down. And we can see across the other side. Lord, help to remove the last of these walls. And Lord, encourage your people here. Might we know that you are using us for your purposes, and that your kingdom is being added to through the work done here. That the work that is done here is a light to those who are in darkness. Father, let your light shine here in this place. Might we, your people, do your work and be lights for you. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen.